WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias? Yeah.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
The Tale of Two Raws is the best way to describe this show. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network, WildTalkRadio.com. Tune in radio, just search Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented by GoWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, and that's
Lindsay Ward. Lindsay Ward.
Would help if I unmute myself, wouldn't it? Hi, everybody! It's Monday night! I would say it was a fun first hour of Raw.
So, let's talk about the first hour. Braun Strowman came out to tell us a story about a monster, a beast, and a machine, and how the monster walked out WWE Universal Champion. He was interrupted by Kurt Angle, who talked about Braun Strowman's destruction last week on Raw, where he pulled over part of a set, destroying it, costing us lots of money, almost harming two individuals. But luckily, those two individuals, the Beast and the Machine, are okay. Nowhere to be seen tonight, but they're okay and will be able to wrestle the Royal Rumble. But because Braun Strowman is, I don't know, chaotic, uncontrollable, there's only one thing Kurt Angle figures he can do. Fire Braun Strowman. Because that wouldn't set this madman on a loose, on a rampage of any sort. But that's what Kurt Angle did. He fired Braun Strowman to start off Monday Night Raw.
This was a what moment? Because, you know, hey, let's not set off Braun Strowman by firing Braun Strowman, because that totally won't make him angry at all. There's a flaw in this logic somewhere. I'm maybe kind of failing to see it, maybe not kind of failing to see it. Like, what? Yes, let's anger the big scary man, because that's always a good idea.
Security led Braun Strowman to the back. They were leading him out of the building. Then one of the security guys put his hands on Braun Strowman. Then Braun Strowman put his hands on the rest of the security.
Why five security people were thought to be enough for Braun Strowman, I have no idea. Failed logic.
They got tossed around, they got thrown through a table, into all the garage doors, etc., etc. Then Braun Strowman basically said, I'm not leaving until everybody gets these hands. So Braun continues to stroll all around the building. He walked into Kurt Angle's office. He threw a chair. He broke a television. He destroyed the office, basically. So they finally broke the Kurt Angle TV. Fake TV. Kind of.
It was probably nonetheless expensive.
It was. Then he finds his way to catering. A guy came in and warned everyone, Braun Strowman is coming. Run! Okay, so Braun shows up after the guy makes the warning. The best part of this, before even Sherman comes in, you can see the moment where the guy's phone slips out of his hands, and he's like, my phone, oh shit, Braun, my phone is on the ground, but I have to run now, crap. I may be the only one who noticed that, but I heard the sound of the phone hit the ground and slide.
Yep.
Kurt Hawkins gets put through a table. And then a lonely worker who with catering walks in with chocolate cake. Just stands there. Braun Strowman reaches down and eats a piece of cake.
And walks off. Okay, first of all, balls of steel on cake guy. Balls of steel.
He may or may not have pissed his pants.
May or may not have pissed his pants.
He was wearing black.
Smart man. Number two, Braun Strowman did not waste the cake.
Everyone else would have wasted the cake.
He respected the cake.
He needed his carbs to cause more destruction.
I respect the man that respects the cake. You do not waste cake. Like so many other people in WWE do, Braun Strowman did not disrespect the cake.
Kurt Angle is warned. Braun Strowman is headed to the production truck. And Kurt Angle's response was, "Oh God, they're worth $12 million. I laughed so hard at that line.
There was just something about, well, I'm going to save that for when we get done with this whole bit, but... Yeah, Kurt tried so hard to be panicked, and he's like, "Oh my God, they're worth $12 million." It's just like, really? Each or total?
Each.
I was gonna say, yeah, it's like we all know they're worth way more than that, but it's just the cartoon quality of that that's just like, wow, that just made that really not serious at all. Like, bless Kurt for trying, but that was just like, no.
Braun Strowman gets in the truck. He goes, "How do I shut this whole thing down? What does this button do?" And he starts trying to hit some buttons. They make sure he just swipes his hand over everything and doesn't actually touch anything. Because they don't want to actually break the truck. Because, again, it is worth a lot of money. And they're not willing... They probably don't want to replace anything.
Well, number one, they don't want to break anything in the truck. Because it's the legit production truck. And anything they do to it will screw up the show. Like, that's the heart of the broadcast right there. So if Braun touches one dial or one thing, it could screw up the entire broadcast, and then they have to fix it. So he just kind of went in there and kicked stuff around, but he did not touch a single thing in that truck on the boards at all.
Kevin Dunn made sure to run for cover.
Nobody can say that Kevin Dunn is not a smart man in these instances. He ducked and covered.
And they're like, "Is he gone? Is he gone?" They're like, "Yeah. Everything good? Yeah. We can sit down." Okay. They start go to sit down. The truck shakes.
No, the best part of this was, "Are we still in the air?"
Yeah.
That was the best line out ever. Wait, are we still in the air?
Are we still on? We're good? Okay.
We're still doing a show, right?
Like, okay. Everything's still intact. Okay, good. So we then pan. We do a camera cut from the production truck to a semi truck in the parking lot. That he pulled, you know, he detached from the production truck. And he's looking at it, and Angle's like, stop it, don't do it. But of course, with the 5-camera setup on the production truck, on the semi-truck, Braun Strowman tips it over. We were made sure to see every angle of that thing tipping over. From the GoPro hanging on the side of the on the side, and everything. So the production guys were, the TV production guys who were just shooken up, were able to cut to every camera angle, which was tremendous.
Like you do. Like a professional.
And then Strowman heads back into the arena.
I will say, just for the record, that tipping the truck, very impressive.
Very much so. He then heads into the arena. He stands on the stage. People are wondering what he's going to do. And he looks over the announce table. And throughout the night, the first hour is like, "Put Booker T through it. Please put Booker T through the table. His commentary is awful. Just put him through the table." He did not grab Booker. Booker ran. Corey Graves.
No, Booker threw Michael Cole in Braun's way. Then he ran.
That too. Corey Graves got out of the way. But Cole, poor unfortunate Cole, got picked up by his pants.
Which was not comfortable.
And then carried by Braun Strowman. And then Kurt Angle's like, stop it. The cops have been called off. Stephanie called. And you're rehired, and you're back in your match. Braun was happy. But then he tossed Michael Cole off the stage, and we were left with no more Michael Cole, and no more Braun Strowman. Thoughts?
Overall, this thing was really, really good. It was really well done. You had Braun go on a rampage. You showed the full rampage. I do have a couple logistical problems with this. Number one, Kurt did his best. I'm not going to fault Kurt. He is not the best actor in the world. He's far from the worst, but he just, in this, it was something that he was very, I think, remiss in a lot of his emotions, just because it was like they waited until Braun had pretty much gotten through half of the backstage before the police were even mentioned, kind of thing. And then, you know, Kurt's like, oh, well, I called, because Kurt's like, well, I'm going to call the SWAT team on him. And then, you know, it's later, it's, oh, well, we called the cops off. They're not coming. It's like, okay, you can't logistically just call the cops off like that. If you dial 911, you call local police, there's no real way to cancel that call. It's not like you can just call them back and be like, oh, never mind, everything's fine. You can't do that. Especially if you call out the SWAT team. I mean, that's the SWAT team's going to show up at your house, or it's going to show up wherever you call them.
Unless the two big Samoans were booked elsewhere. Oh, wait, different SWAT team. Never mind.
Yeah, different SWAT team. So there's a logistical problem with that. So it's like the least you could have done is you have show the police showing up and Kurt being like, I got this. Don't worry about it. Thank you very much for your time. Peace out.
Or, which would have made the show more interesting, they arrest Braun Strowman.
Or they arrest Braun Strowman. Yes, that could have happened. I mean, it's just, it feels like they kind of blew their load on this a little bit because they did it all in the first hour. And literally, pretty much the entire first hour of the show was Braun Strowman on a rampage instead of spacing it out, where Braun's running around backstage the whole night, terrorizing people and throwing people and food and trucks and everything else around. They contained it to the first hour, and then after that it was just kind of like, eh?
They could have arrested Braun Strowman. They could have had Stephanie McMahon be the one to bail out Braun Strowman as they not press charges. Braun Strowman arrives in the building at the end of the night, announcing he is back. He's been rehired. You could have used Stephanie or Kurt or whatever, saying he's rehired and he's back. And then you could have had him cause one more piece of chaos to end the show. Because that would have taken him out of the show, but still kept the angle going. Because I kind of lost interest once that was done.
I did as well. I feel like if you were going to have Stephanie outrank Kurt and basically hire Braun back, you should have had her show up. I'm sorry. You should have. I know Steph is a very big, busy woman. She's got a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, it's, you have her show up, she yells at Braun, she tells Braun to calm down, and he does for a second, and she's like, I'm overriding Kurt, you're rehired, you're still in the match, for the love of God, put Michael Cole down. And then, you know, Braun's definition of putting Michael Cole down is he throws him into a crowd of people. So, you could have still gotten away with all that. I feel like that would have had a little bit more impact. My other problem with this, and you brought this up in our chat, and I agree with it, is that Roman Reigns, yes, we're going to go back to this, Roman Reigns almost murders Braun Strowman with an ambulance. Kane almost murders Braun Strowman with a trash compactor. Braun Strowman roughs Brock Lesnar up a little bit, and he gets fired. I'm sorry, that's a little unjust right there. You know, it's like you've got attempted murder, and then you've got Braun roughing up Brock. Granted, he dropped a set on him, so that was still attempted murder in a sort, but not as bad as a trash compactor and smashing an ambulance into something. So, you know, it's by degrees, I guess? I don't know. Like, it felt like, so wait. Out of everything that's happened on this show in the last year to 16 months, okay? Everything crazy that's happened, this is the thing that pushes you over the edge? This right here, dropping the set on somebody. Not the car crashes and the trash compactors and the ambulances and everything else. Nope, this. Okay, alright, cool. Yeah, I feel like the whole thing firing him was just like, wait, what?
Let's add to this. Why would Stephanie rehire him? Isn't her job... Doesn't she want Kurt Angle to keep control of the show and not lose control of it?
Mm-hmm.
So the man causing the chaos because costing them millions and millions of dollars, supposedly, she wants to stay on the show. Angle did what was right. There was no reason for Steph to rehire him, in a sense.
There was and there wasn't, because again, it's Angle fired Braun essentially for dropping the set on Brock and that he was a safety concern. He went straight from zero to firing. Steph rehired him as a way to sort of save him. Because like I mentioned, there have been several other acts of violence on several other people's parts. They have not been fired for it.
Okay.
For it.
Okay. In return to that, he threw a hissy fit because he lost his job and his title shot, so she gave it all back to him, like, to calm down a crying baby?
Yes. A 7-foot-tall, 300 to 400-pound, super-strong crying baby. that was throwing human people like footballs.
Yes, he was throwing a temper tantrum because his stuff was taken away from him.
Yes.
I'm just throwing this out there.
I know that. And I agree with it. I mean, I feel like the whole firing thing was unnecessary. You could have taken the title shot away and achieved the same purpose, where it's Braun loses his opportunity at the title because of the fact that he's unsafe. They don't feel that he's trusted, that they could trust him, and he's banned from the building for the rest of the night. They could have said that, would have achieved the same purpose. Or they could have suspended him. But, I mean, the firing thing was, eh. Like, just, there was no in-between disciplinary reaction.
I'm okay with the firing if it lasted more than an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, and I agree they could have spaced it out, but that wasn't going to happen.
No, it did not. Things that we've learned about this show tonight. For next week, we have more people joining the fray, including Jacqueline, Terry Reynolds, Tori Wilson, Maria Kanellis, Kelly Kelly, the Brooklyn Brawler, Eric Bischoff, Chris Jericho.
That's an interesting name.
New Japan's own Chris Jericho. And Michelle McCool.
Well, the husband's going to be there.
Yep.
So, you know, makes sense.
But New Japan's own Chris Jericho will be on Monday Night Raw. Interesting.
Very interesting.
All right, let's run down some matches, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Taz O'Neil and Apollo Crews beat Sheamus and Cesaro after Jason Jordan interfered musical distraction.
Ding!
No real shock. Actually, a shock, because now it's 2 weeks in a row. Who is going to watch the kids when kids, if Taker and Miss Taker are there? The nanny, of course.
The nanny.
Cedric Alexander beat Tony Abbs' niece. Because how you doing? Nia Jax lost to Asuka via stoppage. Due to she could not put weight on her leg due to an injury. After the match, which the match was okay. It wasn't great, at least to me. But after the match, Alexa Bliss comes down to check on her boo. Thoughts on the match?
I thought it was fine. Thought it was good.
A lot of submissions. It just, I don't know, there was something missing from it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Speaking of Alexa and her boo backstage, she was checking on her boo. And then her other boo showed up in Enzo Amore. And Alexa was told to go, because Enzo has it.
Okay. Nia, you betraying your girl for Enzo? Really? Really?
That is what happened.
That's cold. But, I mean, in terms of the match, Nia, I don't think, works a style that's really very good for Asuka. She likes to work at a much faster pace. She likes to, you know, obviously include kicks and punches, and I don't think she was able to really work the way that she likes to with Nia, and that created a little bit of difficulty. I mean, she was trying, and they were trying, and the match was fine, but their styles did not complement each other very well.
Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder appear on Monday Night Raw. The Revival beat two local indie workers who are high-end indie workers because they had matching gear.
They were. Actually, somebody said that they thought that one of them was Bayley's fiance.
We'll have to check on that. They cut a promo basically saying that they're professional wrestlers. They're not sports entertainers. And they were asked about old school wrestlers appearing next week, but they're old school. And we're going to welcome them all to our universe, because we'll be the ones setting the tone for next 25 years. Solid promo.
Very solid promo. Basically, the Revival is back.
And they're going to get beat up next week.
By somebody.
Elias is now the opening act for The Miz. Miz cut a great promo talking about his match next week with Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns beat Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel on the handicap match.
Solid encounter. There was a lot of back and forth, a lot of running around. Miz's suit almost got ripped a couple times. Bo, honey, we need to talk about that gold jacket, because it's just, that's a no.
Sonya Deville beat Sasha Banks with a kick to the ribs.
Cost me points, damn it.
Paige was announced being out of the Royal Rumble due to a neck injury. So, we'll have more of a follow-up on Thursday. Woken Matt Hardy with awesome new graphics beat Heath Slater.
Hey.
I like the Delete graphics. I like the Woken graphics. I like the Time Delete graphics. It's awesome.
Yeah, Matt Hardy's graphics were really sick. I mean, they looked really, really nice. It's very simple because it's just words and a light to regular font, but it just looked really, really, really slick.
Jason Jordan asked his father to book a match for Seth Rollins tonight. That match was with Seth Rollins. And yes, we'll get to Woken Matt more in a second. So that would be your main event, is Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. But we go back to Woken Matt, and only Woken Matt, because there was no Bray Wyatt.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yawn in everybody's ear, by the way.
You didn't.
Oh, good. Thank God. I got scared there for a minute. Yes, I got screwed out of Bray Wyatt. I got screwed! He wasn't there! Well, he was there, but he wasn't on TV! What the hell? Where is he? I mean, I know Braun was very exciting, and I'm sure he was very excited, and he maybe wanted to go take care of that. I don't know. But, you know, Bray, honey, where are you? You're 2 weeks from the Rumble at this point. Raw 25 is next week. His one true love is going to be at Raw 25. I don't know what's going on right now, but yeah, I got screwed out of Bray Wyatt. I'm not happy about this at all. I need him in my life. I wait 7 days to see him. 7 days! And we get all excited every Monday because it's, yay, it's Bray Wyatt Day. I get to see him. And nothing. Nothing. He's not there.
It's not like Rusev Day, which is every day. It's only Bray Wyatt Day once a week.
It's only Bray Wyatt Day once a week. It's very, very special to have Bray Wyatt Day once a week. I mean, I don't know if he's prepping himself for when Taker shows up, because, you know, he's got a fanboy, but yeah, if he could just, you know, maybe kindly just, you know, wave, stick his head out and wave, that would be fine, just enough for me to get a point.
And then our main event was Seth Rollins and Finn Balor. It was good as expected. Sheamus and Cesaro came out for distractions. And then Jason Jordan trips up Finn Balor, leading to the blackout, a.k.a. curb stomp, for the win.
This was a little surprising. They let him pull that back out. So either Vince was not there, or he asked permission to do it. One of the two.
It was approved, because they were tweeting about it. It was a thing. Apparently it's back. It was cool to see. Came out of nowhere, which is what you want. Finn Balor sold it like a champ. We hope it was only selling. It was weird awkwardness where he's just sort of dazed and confused and his face was all red. It felt like a really awkward ending to the show.
But it was a really good sell, the move.
It was. He put it over.
Finn did a great job with it. They were concerned, but here's my question. Could the curb stomp maybe pull a little something out of Finn?
For, say, the Royal Rumble?
For, say, Raw 25 or the Royal Rumble.
Who knows?
I can't see him doing the demon at Royal Rumble just because that would be really, really silly. But we would have to see.
Yeah. So, this was not a good go-home. This was not a good 2 weeks before Royal Rumble show. This felt like a show 4 weeks out from the Royal Rumble. There was not a lot of build when next week's going to be a focus on celebrating Raw. You should have had more of a push for the Royal Rumble tonight. You should have come out stronger. You should have kept the Braun Strowman angle going longer. And you should have had the women talk, because the women are not going to get a great chance next week to really put over this Royal Rumble. And the women should have come out this week and been given microphones and had a chance to voice their opinions on the Royal Rumble.
I feel like that's going to happen next week, given the amount of women that they're bringing in for Raw 25. That will happen next week. And they're really going to hit it hard next week.
Yeah, but there needed to be more. There needed to be more of a push. And I felt it lacked it tonight.
Oh, and one more thing about Paige. Because they did give a slight update on Paige. They said that due to a neck injury, she's not cleared for the Royal Rumble, so that's how they're going to write her out of the Rumble. There is no confirmation on the other story, which is floating around right now on the interwebs, which we're going to talk about Thursday on the Rack.
Keep plugging.
Eastern.
Keep plugging it.
We're going to be talking about, well, the Paige situation. We'll let you know the updates on the rumor on that one. We'll have news, we'll have notes, NXT, SmackDown, and maybe a discussion? Are we recapping the Mixed Match Challenge at all? Should we?
Maybe.
It's something we're going to have to discuss, but it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Is there other news about The Rack?
Oh, yes! We've been nominated for things! We're up for awards! Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com, where you can vote for The Rack for Media Interview of the Year with Shawn Michaels and Female Interview of the Year with Angelina Love. Also, if you'd like to vote for Show of the Year, we would greatly appreciate that. So, again, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Just look for The Rack in the drop-downs and vote for us. You can vote once a day, midnight to midnight.
You can follow.
That makes sense.
Yes, it does. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, etc., on all the social medias, Instagram. Yes, we're back on Instagram posting. Follow us. Appreciate it. There's all the details on the social medias on how to vote. We will be hitting it hard and hitting it strong for the next, I think, 2 weeks. The voting's going on. So make sure you vote once a day for us, the Rack. Tell your friends and all that fun stuff. If you have friends who would like to be part of our Royal Rumble entry contest, you can hit us up on the Twitters at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, if they want to be a part of it. We have a few spots left in the Royal Rumble entry contest where we draw your names and put them with a number, and it corresponds with the wrestlers. We'll do it for both Rumbles this year. So you have bragging rights for that. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, where you're doing one-liners for the Greater Than Great Debate. CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter, and.com, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio will be returning. Whether the producer's in a good mood or not, the show will be returning at 10 p.m. Eastern-ish. Might push it. Who knows? We'll see how good of a mood I'm in. At WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back next Monday night for Raw 25 post-show on the Airways of Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show tomorrow night for WTR Sims, 11:15 p.m. Eastern. Check out the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show for multiple daily contents of WWE 2K18. That made no sense, but content from WWE 2K18 coming. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters.
Brent, you're a tool. This has been the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And that was a nice way of saying go it. Anyway. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented by Garrick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here, WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.